Just Another Doomsday by Mizura, read by Rhea314, Fandom Witch King. "How's Taran doing?" Kai asked, the moment he sensed Zidi behind him. When he turned, he realized that he'd asked the wrong question. Zidi looked like she'd neither slept nor washed since they'd dragged Taran off the battlefield. Her hair was still caked with blood and other things that really had no business being stuck in someone's hair. "How should I know?" Kai considered and discarded several replies that might do irreparable damage to their friendship before settling on, "You seemed somewhat concerned," as an option that was both diplomatic and close to the truth. According to Bashasa, there was never a wrong time to be both those things, at least when you were still talking. Zidi scowled. "I don't want someone else to get to kill her before I do, that's all." Kai reminded himself that Bashasa was an idealist, a romantic, an optimist. Kai was none of those things. Also, he had been there, on the field, when Taran went down and Zidi got emotional at the idea of Taran being killed by someone not Zidi. As any reasonable person who intensely disliked another person would. "Of course, so?" Zidi shrugged. "She's an immortal marshal, who knows?" "Oh." Kai tried to decide whether offering a hug would get him slightly more honesty or simply killed where he stood. Having seen what Zidi could do to people when she got upset, he decided not to take the risk. "Does Daheen know anything?" "He's on his way," Zidi sighed. "But he was never... I don't think they do things like this. Get injured. Have people trained to treat people who are hurt or ill." Kai had certainly never seen anyone who looked like a blessed medic. Still, that didn't mean they didn't exist. They might simply stay off the field. "That might be good news." "Or it might mean that whatever happened to Taran was unique and impossible to treat." "It's going to be bad for morale if people don't see her up and about again soon," Zidi said. Bad for morale, right. Not Zidi's morale, naturally. Kai liked to think that if they turned Zidi loose on the hierarchs as she was, she would happily undertake to slaughter the lot of them. Of course, she would also kill herself in the process, so maybe that wasn't the best plan after all. Not that Kai had been seriously contemplating it to begin with. Nevertheless, it would be better to give Zidi something to do. Kai made a mental note to ask Bashasa at the first opportunity. "Speaking of what people are seeing," he gestured at Zidi's hair, or to be precise, the human ear stuck in Zidi's hair. It wasn't hers, the skin color was all wrong, so that was fine. "Don't fuss," Zidi said. "Or if you must, go bother Bashasa, he has the patience for it." "I'm worried about Taran, too." Kai hoped his phrasing was ambiguous enough to let him get away with it. "I'm not worried about her," Zidi insisted. "I wouldn't care if all immortal marshals got wiped off the face of the earth, good riddance." Yes, I'm sure that if all immortal marshals vanished tomorrow, you wouldn't shed a tear." That was true. Zidi might tear apart the world looking, but Kai couldn't imagine her weeping. "I would not," Zidi said. "So if you want to know how Taran is doing, go look for yourself. I've assigned some extra guards in case. I told them not to let anyone in they don't know, so you shouldn't have any trouble getting in." Of course Zidi had assigned extra guards, witches, in case whoever or whatever came for Taran when she was weakened, couldn't be stopped simply by men and women armed only with swords and spears. "It doesn't mean I care," Zidi said, because evidently Kai's face had given away what he was thinking. Bashasa had once told him he liked the fact that Kai had an open and honest face. Kai had had no idea how to respond to that. He still didn't. He still felt that it was better to admit to yourself that you didn't know how to respond to a compliment than it was to act like you didn't like someone when that wasn't true, especially at a time like this, when any day might bring disaster. If worst came to worst, if Taran, say, spent the next 50 years in a coma, Zidi would be left with nothing except memories of arguments and insults. Well, not only arguments and insults, Kai supposed. "I heard you," he said. He hadn't meant to, but Zidi wasn't the only one in need of some sleep. To give Zidi credit, she didn't bother pretending not to understand what he was talking about. "That doesn't mean anything." It kind of sounded like it did, not that Kai was a stranger to sex for the sake of pleasure, or just to celebrate the fact that you were both still alive when you might as easily have not been. "If it happened once or twice, I might believe that. But come on, Zidi. Having sex with someone doesn't mean you care about them. Look at you and Bishasa," she said. Kai had the uncomfortable feeling that he was blushing, which was ridiculous because he and Bishasa were very much not having sex. And if people were saying that they were, Kai was going to have to do something about that, to protect Bishasa's reputation, which would be a pain because he was already very busy with this war that refused to end, and Bishasa, who refused to stop being an idealist, and Zidi, who refused to admit she cared. "You worship the ground he walks on, and he feels the same way about you, and yet all the two of you are doing about it is giving each other long and pining looks," Zidi said. "So don't you dare tell me how to manage my personal relationships as if you're some sort of expert." "I would never claim to be an expert on relationships, and I apologize if I have given you the impression that's what I was doing." Kai thought that sounded like something Bishasa might have said. If Bishasa would ever be so foolish as to try and think he could talk to Zidi about her feelings, that was. Zidi grimaced, then wrinkled her nose. "I need a bath." "I'll go check on Taran," Kai said. "Maybe stay with her for a bit, in case you need me for something," he added, to prevent suggesting that he was telling Zidi so she would know someone she trusted would be watching over Taran until Daheen got there, and would hopefully be able to tell them what to do next. "Fine, do whatever you want." Zidi nodded at him once. Kai tried not to notice the way the movement sent the ear tangled in her hair bobbing up and down. And then she turned and stalked off in search of a bath. And Kai realized that he was going to have to ask someone where they had put Taran. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.